Good morning, Survival Punks. This is James from SurvivalPunk.com. And it is morning. It is about 3 a.m. right now for me. Nothing says dedication like getting up at 2 in the morning to make sure that there is a podcast. And there is going to be a podcast. This topic came from my buddy Grizz, admin on the Facebook page and the punks group. Oh, sorry guys, still waking up, and I don't want to do a whole lot of preamble today. Not a bunch of jibba jabba. It's going to be on EDC, and I'm going to throw in some mentions for some women-y ladies things, because I've done EDC shows before, but I've never talked about EDC for women, because I'm not one. So sometimes I forget that there are specific differences, and much like there's differences for seasonality, location, weather, obviously. An EDC in Upper Michigan would be different than an EDC in Southern Florida. You don't really have the same need to stay warm. And, the old tried and true survival saying of cotton kills, that's location based as well. You know, if you're, you know, cotton necessarily won't kill if you're in the desert. But if you're in Canada, it probably will. So, everything depends. To the blah, 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 blah. The housekeeping I would take care of is, one, there is still the sticker thing. I may have missed someone. There is... checking iTunes, there was a review, and I never got an email for it. So, if you put in an iTunes review, and you did not get a sticker, email me. James@survivalpunk.com. I will send you a sticker. Survival Punk sticker. Sorry, guys. I am tired. And I will make sure I record one with Catch Tail Mike for... I guess it'll be our Christmas episode, but I think we're gonna do a normal show and just mention that, yay, it's Christmas. And not just give you guys a repeat or something. I don't really like doing those. Send me an email with the username that you use for the review in iTunes or. So apparently it is a royal pain in the ass to leave a review if you're on an Android device. I know a lot of you guys are Android people like me, hence why I had to install iTunes on my laptop to even be able to check the reviews. Yeah, I can't even check the reviews without iTunes being installed. Pain in the ass, Apple, pain in the ass. So send me an email with the username you use to leave the review in either iTunes or Stitcher. It's pretty easy to leave a review in Stitcher as well. Either one gets you a free sticker. Leave me a review. Send me an email with your username and address, and I will get the sticker out. There was one guy who left a review, and I didn't... It was hidden in the email folder for about a month or so. Or at least a few months, or at least a few weeks, not months. And I got him a sticker out, so all the stickers should be caught up right now. I hope. If you did not get your sticker, send me a new email. Send me a new email and I'll get to you. If you have questions, and I haven't even checked the line in a while, I don't think we've got any questions, but I do like doing Q&A shows. And if I get enough Q&A, if I get enough questions, then I may do a Q&A episode like a double week. Like I may do a regular episode and a Q&A episode. You get two episodes in a week, so incentive to leave a question. The phone number is 615-657-9104. 615-657-9104. Leave a question. If you have like an audio setup like I do, you can always record it via MP3. Email it to me, jamessurvivalpunk.com, and I will use that as well. If you have bad reception or whatever, or just know that you can record it better. I'm wasting too much time in this. There is a Survival Punk army. I do appreciate it if you join. Survivalpunk.com/survivalpunk. The site is back up. I had some issues. HostGator was pissing me off pretty badly. In the near future, I may need to swap hosts. I don't know. Their tech support isn't quite what it used to be. EDC. So we'll start off by what is EDC? If somehow you've never heard of EDC, if you've just got interested in the whole survival prepping thing, and you've never heard of the term before, it's everyday carry. We survivalists like our acronyms. We do. It's one of the things I guess we stole from the military. The military will acronymize everything, and preppers will too. If it can be acronymed, it will be acronymed. Jokingly, in some articles I wrote on tiny house survival, I dubbed the tiny house the bug out home or something. I don't remember. I acronymed a tiny house the bug out tiny house. Both. Yeah, a bug out tiny house. Both. Yeah. It's my both. Interesting. But everyday carry. It's the things that you carry every day that you use to make it through that day. The things that you use every day. And you make sure you carry it every day. You hear me stressing the everyday part of this? It's because it's supposed to be every day. If you have an EDC and you don't carry it, it's not your EDC. It's well-thought intentions, basically. If you ever watch the YouTuber Nut and Fancy, and I haven't in a while, but he's hit or miss for me now. He'll do, if he's out in the wild, in the open, and he finds a fellow, like a viewer of his, he'll do an EDC check. He'll be like, what are you carrying? What do you got? And, often not, he finds people woefully unprepared. So it's, you know, he's a big proponent of the fanny pack because everything is in there. He has it. All he has to do is clip on one thing, walk out the door. You know, and he has gotten some pretty slim fanny packs so that, you know, if you wear a shirt, if you don't tuck in your shirt, you know, it covers it up. You can't tell. It's not like the 1990s tourist craze where, like, it was a giant fanny pack over your clothes, you know. A slimline fanny pack, you know. I don't really like it, even though in the 90s, I had a fanny pack, because everyone did. Everyone had a fanny pack. You know, like, they pretty much just passed them out to all humans. Like, here's your fanny pack, put it on. And for a while for EDC, what I did was I got a camera case, a small little camera case, and I'd put all of my EDC stuff in that camera case. Like a point and shoot, not like a big SLR or anything like that. And it had like a carabiner clip and it had a belt clip too. So, I would carabiner it on and it just looked like I was carrying a camera everywhere. You know, not a fanny pack, a camera. And once again, My shirt usually covered it anyway, so it didn't matter. So, I don't know if it's going to be a product or just something that I show, but I'm kind of mentally working on an EDC kit that will be more streamlined, gray man, sort of concealable than a fanny pack, but hold the things you need for EDC, and much like the striping on the fanny pack, actually allow you to do it every day. I need to do some like R&D testing. Mentally, I have it worked out, but I need to start testing it and see how it works and see if it works well. And then I'll release it. And I was half thinking about doing a Kickstarter, to be honest, just to launch a physical product, because I don't have a physical product. Except for stickers and shit. Shirts that I don't really make any money off of, but I get free shirts on occasion. I have shirts. Like, if you want to order a shirt, the store's, like, not really working. But if you email me, I can get you a shirt. And then usually once a quarter or so, I'll do Teespring shirts. I don't usually run it all the time. Everything's limited edition. So, yeah. You know, I'm somewhat hesitant to give out a list, and I will later on the EDC items that you need to carry, because it needs to be personalized. You know, what I said earlier with, Upper Michigan and Florida, your EDC varies by a lot of things, and a lot of that is personal preference. There are a couple things that, yes, everyone should carry, and we'll talk about those. And then there's sort of like the next level tier, and the next level tier, you know, depending on how much pocket space and whatever method you're using to carry with. But if you're carrying something because some schmuck on the internet told you to, and not because you ever need it, maybe not the best idea. Things with like a knife, yeah, you need to carry that. You will find a use to have a knife. Period. You will. There's no good reason not to have a cutting implement on you at all times. Period. Other things specific, like, you know, if you work in IT, having a thumb drive with certain applications on it is probably a good idea. You know, that's a very specific for you EDC. And having on your keychain EDC of having on your keychain a thumb drive that's encrypted with your personal information, that's probably pretty good too. You know, I've done that before, and they have really thin, tough thumb drives that you can put in your keychain. So that's something, you know. But the work specific part of things is what I'm talking about. Like, maybe you work with, you know, small electronics, and having tiny prescriptors and screwdrivers that you use a lot in a little case in your pocket, that makes sense too. The things that you use every day is what you need to carry every day. And one way to find what you're lacking and what you need is if constantly, if not every day, if several times a week, you're like, man, I need something. That's something you need to carry every day. Used to be, when I was a manager, I had to sign things a lot, and I had to write down notes a lot. And so I needed to write constantly. So besides just carrying like a normal pen, I think I like the Bic Gel G2s. I think that's my brand. I don't remember. I probably still have like 100 of them laying around. Besides carrying those, I had on, from REI, I got this little sort of screw together, keychain pin. And it was amazing. They changed the design, it didn't really work as well. And I never got another one. I'll see if I can find one on Amazon to link to. That was my stomach rumbling. See if I can link to one. They're a little pricey, but they last they last for a good while. You can get refills for them. What I liked was I got it from REI, and I'm a co-op member at REI, which is ridiculous because I haven't been in like 2 years. When it would go bad, I would just go back in, use my co-op membership to get a new one. And I did that at least twice. Yeah. Carrying a pin like that, a keychain pin, and I'll see if I can even find a cheaper one on Amazon to link to. And to be honest, I'll get it myself because I could use a new keychain pin. I'm pretty rough on my keychain kits. Like they tend to just kind of fall apart on me. I used to carry, what is it? Don't jump on me if I'm wrong. A P52 military can opener, but it just kept slicing open my pockets. So I quit doing that. I mean, if it doesn't slice open your pockets, it's a good thing to have on you at all times. Or maybe one of those things you need to, like, put in a tiny Altoids tin and put that in your pocket so it doesn't slice everything up. You know, my pocket space is at a premium, so I tend not to like that. Or get, like, cargo pants every day, if you can get away with that. Customize your kit for what you actually use. You know, job specific, life specific, customize your kit for, like, if you're an asthmatic person, then an inhaler, emergency inhaler, needs to be in your EDC. And you probably know this. But, you know, and I know people that have asthma need inhalers and are sort of constantly searching for it. Like, oh shit, where's my inhaler? Like, that needs to be a priority part of your kit. If you're like a type 1 diabetic that's insulin dependent, you probably need to have that sorted out somehow. I know that insulin needs to be refrigerated. I don't know. That's a whole nother thing, and you need to figure that out. How will you carry? That's the next question here. There are a lot of ways to carry EDC. Like I talked about earlier, nothing fancy loves his fanny pack. I tend to try to get away with pockets and a keychain, which my keys go in my pocket. So I'm a pocket EDC guy, which severely limits me. I know there's some sort of a clip-on folio survival kit things that you put on your belt. And, you know, carry everything in there. And I have some belt. You know what? I almost never use my belt thing because I hate weeding them through there. I'd much rather have things that go on my belt that just are like clips. I'd rather, like, for a while I had a, for testing, and I want to buy a new one. I had a Leatherman Wave Skinth, and I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes for that case. And it was like a high-quality sort of nylon one with a button, not the heavy leather one, and it had a metal clip on it, like a tiny stainless steel metal clip. And I could put it on my belt. And since I have a Cobra belt, it's just sort of a pain in the ass, sort of weave it through, and having that clip to just toss it on at the end, so much better. There, I put a note. Put a note in the show notes so that I remember it. Great product. Handmade in Canada. Highly recommend it. I need to pick up one. I got a few for review and giveaway contest years ago. And just sort of fell in love with it and just haven't bought one. They're a little pricey. I'll give them that. They're a little pricey. But I haven't found anything remotely similar. Like, there's nothing else. Like, there's skint, and then there's just shitty not skint, basically. So there's that. You know, and there, like I said, there's those big cases. Yeah, next level, you can go to the man purse. If you're a woman, you get away with a lot more. Women can, I mean, and I don't see as many purses anymore, really. I don't know. Are purses out of vogue? I don't know. Women can still get away with a big purse. And it, well, to be honest, I would say the man purse is getting to be pretty acceptable. You know, I feel that the stupid hipsters have helped us out in this regard. All the stupid hipsters wearing man purses have pretty much just dulled the senses to it, where people are like, meh, it's a man purse. It, I mean, really, you know, like, if you're trying to maintain a gray man thing, you don't want to, like, really stand out. And if a man purse is going to mark you in public as being, oh, fucking weirdo, that's not being gray man. But if people no longer give a shit, if people are, you know, once again, turning a blind eye, it might work. So, oh, there's my alarm finally. Time to wake up. Yeah, I mean, if people are turning a blind eye, then it's acceptable. So things like Mountain Chang, the guy that makes my favorite shoes, whose name keeps changing. Damn you, Mountain. The former Primal Professionals, former Chronology, now, Caveat, I think. Carrot? I don't even know. I really love the Primal Professional name. Something was up where they couldn't use it, or no, I think he just wanted to brand out and just make it a shoe company that also was minimalist primarily. I don't know, Mountain. What are you thinking? I hate rebranding. And I think 3 rebrandings is a little much, but you seem to be doing well, so whatever. You know, so he carried Maxpedition. He had a Maxpedition sort of a sling, and I like it. It's not, I mean, yeah, it's a man purse, but I don't really think anyone's going to come up to you and be like, why are you carrying a man purse, burr? The Maxpedition stuff looks great. I'm a big fan of it, in theory. I've never owned anything. I wrote them one time asking for something for review, and they're like, we're a small company, we can't do that, but we can give you half off. And I should have took it, to be honest. I didn't have any money at the time, but half off Maxpedition is a good deal. Sure, I can't get it anymore. I don't know. I'm rambling today. I'm sorry, guys. You're getting a rambling show. So yeah, there. You know, it's sort of a back and forth. Like, it's like when you get a raise, and then you just spend more money, so you don't even notice the raise. And that's a lot of people. The more money they make, their spending expands to consume all that they make, which is why they live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, it's like, oh, I make more money now. I can get Hulu and Netflix and this. You know, it's, you add on stuff the more you make instead of maintaining your level of living and save your money. Anyway, that's most of us. So yeah, it's the same with like a kit. The bigger your kit container, the bigger your pack is, you will fill it. If you get one of those giant Kifaru packs, oh, love the Kifaru packs. Why won't they give me a half off deal? If you get one of those giant kits that have like 5,000 cubic inch space, you will fill it all. You'll have like a 100-pound kit you're trying to lug around. So keep that in mind. Keep your kit small. Keep it light and streamlined. It's like Serenity was asking me for Christmas if she wanted to, like, if I wanted like a plate set, because I have two plates, three really if you count the plastic sort of camping one, but I have two normal plates. And I was like, no, I don't want more plates. I was like, maybe one more, but not a plate set. And I was like, that's just like, so the more dishes you have, the more you'll use, and then you'll have a sink full of dirty dishes. If you have one plate, to use that plate, you've got to wash that plate. You can't have a sink full of dirty dishes if you only have a dish. If anything, I want one more plate. One for each of us. That's all. No more. And I have too many bowls as it is. And you know what? I've got a sink full of dirty bowls right now because I've been eating nothing but soup. And I'm just like, ah, fuck it. I don't want to wash that bowl. I've got more bowls in the drawer. I'll just use another one. So yeah. I have probably five bowls, and I probably need to get rid of three of them. Or two. Two or three bowls. Don't need that many. And you guys are going to hang me. This episode's horrible. one of the iTunes reviews, like, James does good, but he does better with Mike. So I will, by God, make sure an episode is recorded this weekend instead of doing a solo episode. Because I don't think anything's going on. I don't think Mike's running off and taking a vacation or anything crazy where he won't be here. We should be able to record and give you guys a Mike and James episode. For show. So, yeah. That's a few ideas on how to carry. It gets crazy. There are several thousand probably websites, forums, and Facebook pages set up for EDC. It's a rabbit hole you can go down, both in items and how to carry them. Personally, I want a utility belt. That's what I want. Batman set me up from life. So yeah. I think I'm going to call this EDC for everyone. I think that's the name of this show. So this first part, I'm going to list a few items that are for everyone. Everyone should be carrying these items. There's really no reason not to. If by some manner you can I could probably think of some ways that you shouldn't carry these items. But it's like, it's like 1%. Like, the other 99.99% of people carry these fucking things. A good folding knife. If you live in England, probably not. I think it's a felony to have one. So, unfortunately, no. Probably not. Everybody else, have these. You know what? I don't even mention wallet, but, you know, and I have a few things in my wallet that are survival kit, and I'll talk about them throughout. Cell phone. At this point, everyone should have a cell phone, besides the ability to call for assistance and do everything else, and multiple means of communication. A cell phone is just a must-have need in today's world, you know. And I think we've done episodes before on cell phones for survival and how to replace your cell phone, how to, you know, things to get around it in case your cell phone doesn't work, in case it dies, because we are super tied to our phones at this point in time, and probably in the near future more so, you know, unless the world collapses tomorrow. But yeah, probably more so. There's no reason not to have one, even if it's a cheapie or whatever, you know. And if you do get one, make sure you install some survival-related programs. I was like, I've thought about trying to make an app for Survival Punk, an Android app, which is probably above my pay grade. I've wrote one Android app, which is a Java app. And it was just the stupid Hello World. And that was back on the G1, the very first Android phone released. So yeah, which was kind of fun, but I quickly lost interest in writing Java. And I think I got rid of all my Java books. so yeah, there are a lot of apps to have for it. Compass. The compasses are pretty decent. Google Maps itself is just well worth having. Obviously, I tend to speak more for Android than Apple, but Apple is useful. And there's a lot of you that have them. So I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Everyone should use Android. You know what? I'm going to go off on a little rant here. Google's starting to piss me off. And my Google fanboy bone, there was a little bit where I'm like, I might just swap to Apple. Not that I really like Apple much better. But I'm not going back to a flip phone at this point, that's for sure. So, yeah, some of Google's like privacy invasion, some of their anti-conservative views, which I'm an anarchist, but I tend to rather see a lot of more conservative type news and stuff. Their search results are getting kind of iffy. If you have an Android and you use the Google Now thing, where you look on the Google widget, it sometimes gives you news and stuff. Can't reach your feed at the moment. Sometimes the feed is backwards. Like, it's like because you showed interest in masculinity, but then it'll show me things on sort of an anti-masculinity, like how masculinity is destroying the world. It's not, you dumb fuck. Shut up. The anti-masculinity is destroying the world. No one wants a bunch of pussies. God damn. Anyway, back on topic. Cell phone worth having. Knife. I don't really see the need to even go long on having a knife. You need to have a knife. You just need to have one. I mean, I always carry a knife or box cutter or both. Box cutter is, well, very purpose made for opening boxes. It does really well at that. And blades for it are cheap and easily swapped and replaced. So I like having a box cutter, whether it's like the Gerber EAB or my workplace provides me with box cutters. So I have like 11 of them with lots of blades. So, and I have a variety of box cutters. Any chance? So keeping your knife sharp is the best thing possible for when you need it. And dulling it out, opening paper and plastic and shit like that, where, you know, you can just use a stupid box cutter is kind of dumb. So I like to have a box cutter to open things like that. I don't really like having, if you open a lot of tape and stuff, it just gets sticky and gets the blade gross and then it needs to be cleaned. So, you know, it's good to have the knife there for that. I also like to have a box cutter there to be a box cutter. So, and I like to keep my knife sort of clean because if I need to cut food with it, which I usually use my survival, my pocket knives for, you know, like if I'm eating steak, chances are I'm using a knife, like a survival knife, box cutter, not box cutter. I don't think I've ever eaten a steak with a box cutter. That seems sort of sacrilegious there. Pocket knives. I use my pocket knives to eat with, over a steak knife. Personal preference. Think it looks cooler. And, a flashlight. This one I go back and forth on. A flashlight can take up quite a bit of pocket space. Even the small light ones, like the Olight S10 Baton is a good size one. It's an amazing one, actually, to have. Any of those, usually people tend to carry a pen light because they're so small and streamlined, but they just don't have a lot of, some of the tasks that you need a light for, yeah, a pen light would work well at like 30, 40 lumens or whatever, because you're not going to get a whole lot of lumens out of a pen light yet. And I could be wrong. There could be like the most powerful pen light out there, like 100 lumens and probably decent enough. Let's even see what, no, I can't look anyway. You know, so I go back and forth. Sometimes I carry a light. Sometimes I don't. I think everyone should carry a light. Every day. Pocket space is a priority, though, like I said. And finding, I swap through a lot of lights trying to find what works best. And yes, I'd much rather carry my brightest, best light with me all the time. But it takes up so much pocket space, you know. Whereas the smaller ones, not so much pocket space. And, oh my God, if I pulled out all my flashlights and took a picture, it would be quite a lot of them. Probably need to give some away. Probably. Yeah, I at least have 10 flashlights. I mean, like, high-end flashlights, not like $10 store flashlights. Those I have a couple, too. But yeah, I just have a hard time finding a good light to fit my system. I want to take all the power from my biggest flashlight and put it in a pen light and be good and make sure it doesn't fall out of my pocket and lose it. But yeah, I just haven't really found a good solution for that. Still looking. If you have a suggestion, james@survivalpunk.com. I would love to see it. I know a lot of people really like the little Streamlight pen lights, and I like Streamlight as a company. So maybe I'll just take the compromise and get a smaller one. So, or maybe my friends at Olight make a pen light. If not, I might email them and be like, why don't you make a pen light? Because they would nail it. They would make a good one. A lighter, even if you don't smoke, it behooves you, I got to use my favorite word, to carry a lighter. Personally, I like the Bic. Mini Bic are good, full-size Bic. I'm okay with the extra use of my pocket space. For Christmas, I think 2 years ago, Serenity got me a little keychain lighter holder and a lighter for Christmas. The ratcheting retractable part that broke forever ago. How did it work? Oh yeah. The ratcheting part broke. So I just put the remainder of it on my keychain. So it's just like a little rubber holder and the lighter. And that works fine. The ratcheting part obviously was not meant to last forever. Obviously, moving parts, they'll fail. But I like having it on the keychain so that it's always with me. I almost never am anywhere without my keys. Obviously, to get in my car, I have to go places. If I'm going to go outdoors, then I probably have my keys to lock my door. If I'm going next door to Mike's, I probably don't have the best EDC kit because I'm next door. You know, trash me if you want. You know, I'm usually not kidding up to go next door. But further than that, you know, I'll get my stuff on. So yeah, a lighter. There's about a million and one reasons to carry a lighter, and we've covered them in every like EDC, every bug out bag kit. Instant fire, not spark fire. And that's a different, you know, I could say you should carry one of those like Exotac flint striker things, which I did for a while, but it unscrewed and all of the parts are lost. It's completely useless now. So if you do carry one of those, you probably need Loctite it. And then it makes sparks. You have to have something to catch the spark with. You have to with a lighter, you got fire. You know, and then once the butane is gone, you still have a flint striker. So, you know, it's tiny strikes, but whatever. It still is. You can start a fire with it. So carry a lighter. The next, and I've talked about a bit, so we won't go long on it, is a pin and a pad if you need it. In a lot of cases, just having a pin will be sufficient. Because most of the things that I need a pin for, I don't need the paper to write on. I need to sign something. I need to jot down on something. Usually the paper medium is there, and I just need the pin. You know, having a small light notepad, you know, even the cheapy ones, the flip open ones, the tiny, tiny ones, they'll work. I'm not, if you do that, make sure it's sort of the compass notebook style. I used to carry a wire notepad, and the wires always want to get caught on stuff and ripped, and they don't go in the pocket quite as well. You know, the Ride and Rain ones are compass style. You can get tiny compass notebooks that'll fit in your pocket and will take up almost no room. You know, pen definitely, a pad perhaps. You know, and I saw the comment researching this that, you know, why would you have a pen without something to write on? There's almost always something around you to write on. So there's that. Most of the notes I take are on my cell phone anyway. But I can't fault you for having both. I've done it at times, and now I'd rather just carry a pen. Just a pen. And I would like that to be on my keychain. So I'd like to have as much stuff on my keychain that's light as possible. So really like the keychain kit over the rest of the kit, but I like it all to be on that, you know, lighter, pen. That's actually about all that's on mine at the moment. So those are my, everyone needs to have these things. You will need these things at some point. Everyone needs to have these. These aren't like the job specific that you'll need to figure out yourself, but these are just the, you should have these in your EDC kit. You will need them. I can guarantee it. You know, if you have a notebook, then every time throughout the day, write down the number of times that you need one of these things, and you'll be like, oh, James, you're totally right. I need these things a bazillion times a day. Next up, we're going to get into the sort of the second tier of things. And really, before I even do that, I want to talk about meds really quick. Don't worry, not going to go long today. I've talked about drugs and meds quite enough recently. One, if you have a condition that needs medicine fairly regularly, diabetic, type 1 diabetic, type 2 diabetic, any sort of thing that you need medicine, like where it's vitally important that you have that medicine, insulin, whatever, you need to have that on you. I've seen type 1, I've seen diabetics that had low blood sugar kind of go into like collapses and like just bad reactions at stores before. You know, and a lot of times the paramedics get there and they'll like, literally, they'll get some like little squeezy tube of frosting and just frosting them up. Like they'll just squeeze frosting in their mouth. If you have that problem, why don't you carry a tube of like little like 99 cent tube of frosting in your pocket? Why is that not your EDC? People just not take responsibility for themselves. I don't like that at all. If that ever happened to you once, where you like collapsed in a store and paramedics had to come and they gave you frosting in your mouth, you need to have frosting in your pocket every single day after that for the rest of your life. Not that I really, you just need to do that. I don't think that's the best thing in the world, but if that's what keeps you from going into a coma, then that's what you need to do. Or you need to find out how to get rid of your diabetes. If you're type 1 diabetic, probably fucked. If you have the space in your EDC carrying some little pill baggies of other medicine, maybe good. Maybe the cops won't like you having baggies of, Excedrin extra strength in your pocket. BC powder takes up almost no room. You could probably keep some in your wallet or in a pocket in the bag. Yes, it looks like cocaine, but surely the police can easily, like the 1980s, they'll stick their knife into your BC powder and lick the tip of it and be like, oh, yeah, that's totally BC powder, bro. Go free. Anyway, me and Mike just watched Tango and Cash, which is sort of the epitome of the 1980s. Great movie, by the way. Love the 80s. Next up, next tier, cash and change. Separate things. I like to have cash on me because debit readers could be down. Some places may not take debit cards. I like to have change on me because a lot of little small machines won't take they won't take dollar bills. Sometimes your dollar monies may not work in the machine. I had that problem yesterday. I was in one of the self-check machines. I kept trying to feed in money, and it just kept rejecting it. It wasn't even like messed up. Like I would put it in, and the machine would crinkle up a corner. I would put it in completely flat and crisp. Put it in. It would spit it out with the same corner crinkled up every time. And I was starting to get seriously pissed by it. So having change on top of cash is king. I have not ever seen someone that's like, nah, I don't want cash. I'd rather you pay me with debit. I don't want cash. Debit is easier. There's no idiot cashiers that can you back the wrong amount of change. You're just hitting buttons. Like, you really can't fuck that up at all. But cash is accepted everywhere. For private deals, cash is great. If you go to, like, fairs and conventions and stuff, like, me and Serenity like to go to the Renaissance Festival here in Tennessee. Every year when it's like June or whatever, or April or whatever, it's in the spring, summer. And most of the food booths out there do not take debit cards. Some of the vendors do, like they'll have like Square card readers and PayPal readers and stuff, which is good. But the majority of the food vendors don't do that. And it boggles my mind. I mean, you're probably turning away a good portion of your customers. They're like, oh, I forgot to bring cash. I just won't buy anything from the food people. There's like one ATM, and you have to leave the fair area. You have to go out of the gates to get to it. So I just, you know, if you are listening and you are a vendor at a fair of some sort, get one of the free Square or PayPal readers for your phone that we've already talked about you need to carry anyway, and have that, you know, have that so you can, you're not turning away those customers. That's a whole ballpark there. You're like, oh, you can take debit credit. Yeah, here you go. Here's my money. Shut up and take my money. So, and maybe if you do a lot of commerce that way, then having that needs to be in your EDC kit anyway. For a while, when I had physical t-shirts, when I made that order, I would carry the PayPal reader with me everywhere in case I needed to make a sale through debit. And, you know, it worked. It's like, oh, I'd like to buy a shirt from you, James, but I don't have any cash. I'm like, well, I'll take debit. Okay. Here you go. So, yeah. That might need to be in your kit. A watch. You know, if you want to go find the best watch for survival, you can probably Google that and find a lot of things. I'm sure you can. The G-Shock watch by Casio, very popular among survivalists, has a lot of features, waterproof. I like just sort of a plastic watch. Serenity got me one for Christmas that's a G-Shock clone from China. Worked great. The price was great from what I know. Works great. I love it. Wear it every day. So there are, you know, if you spend more money, you can get things like compasses and altimeters and barometers and all sorts of fancy stuff built into it. And I would like, Serenity, pay note, I would like a watch that had the digital clock face, but hands as well. The hands you can use for orientating with survival, which is nice to have. So have a watch. You know, if anything else, it tells the time. And knowing the time is useful for a lot of things. I've noticed since having a watch and being a watch guy, I tend to bring my cell phone out of my pocket a lot less. Like, I was sort of a chronic cell phone time checker, which, one, is slow, especially with the new phones, unless you have the always-on display, which I don't because it takes a little battery power. Even though I like it, power-saving mode turns it off automatically on the Galaxy S8s. Anyway, you know, I would bring it out, and then you have to hit the power button to see the time, and then put it back in your pocket. And I was doing that a lot. It was just a wasted thing. And, you know, now I have a watch. I can just sort of flip my hand up and look. I had a smartwatch for a while, but you had to hit the button for that. And I was like, well, whatever. I think I threw it away. I think it was like a $20 watch I bought from China, and it didn't do remotely what I wanted to do. And I was just like, fuck it. This thing, I threw it away. It didn't do anything worth a shit. I mean, it's a watch that isn't even telling the time very well. You failed at your job. Like, you had one job to do, Steve. You fucked it up. Oh, I need to get through this list. Especially here in the wintertime, Blistex or Chapstick. My brand of choice is Blistex. I'm a very, very Blistex-y fan. And I've probably got 100 little tubes of it somewhere that I can't find. Always. I like to stash them and hide them everywhere because I always need one. I need one right now. To be honest, I need one right now. You know, there are Suave uses for Blitztech chapstick. A winter lip moisturizer. If you're a female and you like the, what is it, the EOS, the ball-shaped ones, just for space, like pocket space limiting things, I don't like them. I would not want to carry one of those round ball ones in my pocket. I like the tried and true Blitztech, you know, chapstick tube design. You know, it just fits well in the pocket. If you have a bigger kit to carry stuff in, then yeah, why not? You can have something bigger like the, I know a lot of people are big fans of the little Carmex. What is that? Like a little tub? Little tub of Carmex? I don't. What would you call that little container? Little container of Carmex. You know, and I don't. One, you can't. You've got to put your finger in it to wipe it on your lips. You know. Fingers are notoriously germ-ridden. If your lips are chapped, there may be, you know, cracks in it. Just that whole process, I'm not really a big fan of. And then you've got shit on your finger. And I'd rather not do that. I'd rather just have the Blitztech chapstick container and be done. Next up is floss. My method is the little floss sticks. I like to EDC a floss stick in my wallet. I mean, being that it's a floss stick, I kind of limit a few of the things you could use with floss. Like, you could use it to sew together stuff. But the main reason I carry floss is for my teeth. If something gets stuck in my teeth, if something's stuck in your tooth, you really can't think about anything else. You're just like mindlessly like, I need it out of there. And nothing really works as well as floss. You know, like you'll look around your car or whatever, and you'll be like, oh, here's a piece of paper. I'll try a floss with that. And then that'll get stuck in your tooth. And then you have like whatever was stuck in your tooth plus a piece of paper. And now you're like just snapping out. Carry a floss stick to get shit out of my teeth. You know, and the floss sticks that I have, you can bend over the back end and it makes a toothpick. And the toothpick is fairly useful for picking things out if you need to, not just your teeth, but like if you need to pick something out of something, it works okay for that. You know, for something small and light, not for, you're not going to pry something open with it. It's chintzy Chinesium plastic. A multi-tool. This is the next tier up. Multi-tool, even if you get a small light one, is going to take up quite a bit of pocket space. I just realized this episode will not go out until late this afternoon. I've talked so long, I won't have time to edit it and publish it before I go to work. Fuck. Oh well. It'll still be fairly early in the day, probably 3 o'clock or so, probably 12 hours from now. Anyway, I'm going to record right until I have to get up and get put on clothes and go to work with my EDC kit, by the way. Multi-tool. You can get these in several sort of configurations. There's a multi-tool for everybody. And, you know, it's, you got to pick yours based on size and weight. Let's see. My buddy Rich that sent me, there he is. I was checking the message to see what he got. He was building a kit for his wife for Christmas, and he went with the Gerber Dime multi-tool, which is tiny and keychainable. I could definitely see a good point in having something like that. Like I said, I do like the keychain kit. Feel that might not have as much utility as I would need, though. I've got a couple. I've got a couple multi-tools. And I like the Leatherman Wave. It's by far my favorite. It's pretty heavy. Not as heavy as, say, the Gerber Super Tool, which is cheaper. And I don't know if it has less or not. It may have less stuff. Definitely doesn't have the hex bits that the Wave has. The Wave may be just a tiny bit lighter. It's definitely smaller. Well-made, great piece of kit. And when I can clip it on my belt, I carry it daily. And it's good. You know, if you use a lot of the stuff. So, don't just buy the Leatherman Wave because it's the best, the standard in survival. You know, if you don't ever use pliers ever, but you use scissors a lot, there are, get one that has, instead of pliers for its multi-tool part, get something that has better scissors. The Leatherman Wave scissors are decent. They will scissor stuff. If you're doing a lot of it, though, you're just going to get pissed off. I think there's, I don't know, there's a small, tiny Leatherman that has scissors instead of pliers. That might be exactly what you need. You know, maybe you don't use this stuff much at all. Maybe that dime is the right thing for you, you know? So, basically, you know, think about what you're using the most and build your kit around that. You know, if you want a good all-purpose heavy multi-tool, then yeah, the Leatherman Wave is good for you. But yeah, it is expensive. It is. That's all there is to that, man. It's, you know, somewhere around $80 to $100. You know, and you can get something a lot smaller, a lot cheaper. The Sidekick is a good option. The Juice is a good option. You know, maybe you want to save weight and you don't need pliers or scissors at all, really. And you can get something like a Victorinox, you know, Swiss Army knife. Maybe that's what you need. I don't like the knot locking on the blades, but, you know, maybe that's exactly what you need. And if it's small enough, maybe you can carry it in England. Maybe. Next up, backup battery. This is for your cell phones to keep them going. Depending on how much extra juice you may need, you know, tailor that around it. These batteries are getting, you can find them everywhere. Some are good, some are bad, and some will give you a ton of juice, some not. I like the idea, and I kind of want one of the cases, the battery cases. I don't know how well they are on actually protecting your phone. I've got now a Galaxy S8, which apparently is the most fragile phone on the market. So I'm trying not to smash the thing, even though I have a fairly cheap case on it. I don't drop my phone a ton, so I think I can get away with it. But having that backup battery, to have a second battery would be amazing. You know, but I've got, you know, a smaller, and like I said, it depends on just, I have a tiny one that's easily able to fit in the pocket, you know, give you a little bit of extra charge. Maybe you want to do a full charge and you've got, you know, a huge battery bank that probably will not fit on a pocket. You need a kit for that. And I don't know if you get a newer one, you can probably do rapid charging with it. So there's that. You know, some of the older ones, the cheaper ones will have less milliamp batteries, so less power capacity in them, and they'll charge slower. You know, you get what you pay for. You get what you get there. God, I need to go through the rest of these lists pretty quick. It's, I am over an hour. Yeah, I knew I was running behind. A firearm. Make sure you follow the rules and legalities in this case. If you are licensed to concealed carry, concealed carry properly. I see a lot of people that do. I love that people carry, but I wish people would carry properly and safely. Yesterday, I saw some guy. What is it? Carrying Mexican? I couldn't tell for sure, but it looked like he had his gun open carried, stuck in the back of his pants. I wanted to shake him and call him an idiot. You know. Wow. I don't like open carry a lot anyway. His holster couldn't have been a great thing. Because I didn't see any of it. I didn't see clips, you know, because if you have a good concealed carry inside the waistband holster, you're going to have some sturdy, strong clips holding it to your belt. Didn't see those. So either he's a fucking retard and literally has it stuck in his pants, or the clip was the clips were minimalist and I just didn't see them. The holster was really minimalist and I didn't see it. You know, someone could just club him in the back of the head, take his gun, and shoot him. You're not being a responsible gun owner at this point. I would prefer you to have a good holster built for that specific weapon, not a universal holster. One size fits none. And concealed properly. Which means appendix. Not junk. I don't like the front of the waistband. I don't like the back. It needs to be on a side. I guess there's a place for shoulder. You know, like the old cop movies. I guess there's a place for that. I'm not a big fan of it, but I can see it. Anyway. Next up are sort of the iffies. You know, like, if you've got extra pocket space, extra wallet space, these things are good. Inside my wallet, and I need a new wallet because I've torn mine to shreds. But inside my wallet, I usually like to keep one paperclip and one key ring. And that's emergency zipper repair. If your zipper decides it no longer wants to stay up, it's still functioning, but it's just one of those ones that just unzips all day long. It's unzipping, and your junk is starting to hang out. Take the paperclip, you feed it through the hole in the zipper, you attach it to the key ring, and you put that key ring over your button and then button your pants, and it'll keep your zipper up. Just sort of an emergency repair thing. There are a lot of things you can do with a paperclip and safety pins to hold clothes together, emergency repairs, stuff like that. So any combination or either, they both take up no space. Safety pin, paperclip, you're going to want to keep them probably in your wallet. Because you really don't want a safety pin opening in your pocket. Hand sanitizer. Depending on your canister and the way that you do your EDC, a little thing of hand sanitizer takes up not a lot of room, and it's useful for a lot of things. if you've been using your knife to cut something yucky and then you want to cut, a steak with it, you could hand sanitizer it, dry it off. Not using water on your blades. Good idea, guys. The hand sanitizer won't rust it, will kill any of the bacteria on there, and make it good to cut your steak with. We'll clean your hands. We'll do a lot of things. Is a good fire starter, the gelled hand sanitizer. So there's a lot of reasons, if you have room in your kit, to carry hand sanitizer. Wet wipes. You know, and these are sort of the luxury items. If you have a kit, a purse, a man purse, whatever. Wet wipes, you will find a use for them. That's Serenity lives by the wet wipes. So if you've got room, carry some wet wipes. Maybe even more importantly than the other two is some sort of a snack. Like maybe you do or don't need it. Like a Laura bar, a Clif bar, you know, a package of peanuts. Something small, pocketable, baggable, small and easy. Give you a little bit of energy. Take the edge off if you're getting hungry. And just keep going. I don't oftentimes carry snacks with me. Usually in like an EDC get-home bag, I usually will throw in something in there and rotate it out. But not so much get-home bag and bug-out bag, but not so much like an EDC kit. You know, maybe if you know you're going to be like unable to eat for quite a while, you'll carry something. That works. Oh my God. I've went so long. There's just a few things I can think of female specific that might need to be addressed in their kit. And I did research. Didn't just willy-nilly make this up. I could only really find everything else was about the same. But only like two things really like I could find and think of that women would need to add to their kit or could need to add to their kit. But yeah, so to not waste any more time, to have a way of dealing with your blood flow once a month if you need it. I have seen and heard of women that have been out and been like, oh crap, I need a tampon, I need a pad, I need whatever. You know, it, I guess, surprised them or whatever. So having a few of those stuffed in your kit, probably a good idea. I know it's a sort of weird subject, but we're adults here, so yeah. You know, just carry a few of them with you at all times, and if it surprises you, or, you know, being a good friend, a good neighbor, if someone's like, oh shit, I just started, I need a thing, you're like, oh well, I have this, here you go. So that is one thing that women would need that men wouldn't. I mean, I guess if you're a guy and you want to carry something for blood control measures, like in your first aid kit, then it works. Do not try to shove a tampon in a bullet hole wound, though. Not a good idea. Maxi pad will stop a lot of blood, though. Just saying. And lastly, and if you are a female and you have EDC things that I did not mention, please drop me an email or leave a comment on the show notes on the show. Having a Shiwi of some sort, I mean, that's a brand name, but a female urination device, even a disposable one, like I've seen some disposable ones at Walmart, like a funnel of some sort. Having one of those for, you know, a lot of women can just pop a squat in the woods or whatever off the side of the road and take a pee, you know, and be done with it. But there are a couple of circumstances where not squatting would probably be faster, more efficient, and, you know, better. So, it, you know, if it's unsafe to squat, you don't want to, you know, if it's fucking cold outside, and you don't want to take your pants down completely and hover over the ground, then whipping out a Shiwi, writing your name in the snow, and moving on with life probably behooves you. With that I'm going to wrap up this show. Hope it didn't suck too much because I was half asleep at the beginning and kind of rambly. And it's gone long. 1 hour and 14 minutes. Enjoy. oh, man. Yeah, so with that, DIY to survive, you guys.